But it's palm on its rafim. It's a baby turek. You have to cut it off first, then you burn it. And also shleib behefshit. You don't have to skin it. Is afkani also a baby turek shleib behefshit? So clearly, a dog that lomid. The gzeirah shava. You could go and learn out again another gzeirah shava. Serious is ever clear proof. You could learn out one from the other. Now the gemara clears. Dog that lomid gzeirah shava. Marsh yuma bekavachayma. Could we learn on a kalvachayma from the Gezerah Shava? Kalvachayma. Well, my heck is shayna malamed behekish. Even if you have a midrash, you have a kalvachayma, so you could. My dech a hekish, that you cannot learn that from another hekish. That we had before you get from Rav Zalacha, or from Ravinus Rosh, still malamed the kalvachayma. If you have a hekish, you could make a kalvachayma. Mid the ton of the Rabbi Shmuel, if we had before the Rabbi Shmuel, if so Gezerah Shava. Hamalamed is behekish. That if you have a hekish, you could make a Gezerah Shava with your papa. Is there anything isn't it a swara? Should some of the kabachayma? The adav alam b'gzer v'sheva, you could make a kabachayma from it. So we're saying, you can amand the yiskat, the rapapa, you open rapapa. And amand less than the rapapa, Michael, what can you say? Then you have no kabachayma, it's no meima, and a kabachayma. Or ma hekish, ma duch a hekish. Shein malam in the hekish. Don't, not learn off of the hekish. He would love him in the arena. Malam in the kabachayma, yes. But it's on the Rabbi Shmuel, and so Zerah Shava, Malamedes, and Zerah Shava, could learn out. Chavereto, Midirami Bachomo, is Zerah Nadin, isn't it a small issue, some of the Kabachayma? Talavad, he could make a Kabachayma from the Zerah Shava. Now, what's going to be the Dovri Halam of the Zerah Shava? Now, should you make a Binyanav? Some of the first to make a Zerah Shava. Now, could you make a Binyanav? Take it, let's start with take it. Suffolk. Dovri Halam of the Kabachayma. Mash yuma the hekish, can you go make a hekish out of it? Kalvachayim lechura. Umag zeh v'shav v'shem l'meida. The hekish, zeh v'shav zeh enough from hekish. Midi Rabbi Yechnam. Still malam in the hekish, midi Rabbi Papa. So kalvachayim mehalam in the hekish. In the tongue of Rabbi Yishmael, ele did she yuma the hekish. That for sure, kalvachayim, you can't enough from hekish. So again, every yichna man, the yisad Rabbi Papa, you open Rabbi Papa. And the man, the left of the man, the left of the Rabbi Papa, the left of the Rabbi Papa, mark the name, what can you say? So take a chayma, there's also suffix. This is a take a. Now, dover alama the kalvachayma, ma'al shiyuma b'gzeh v'shova, kalvachayma, once more the kalvachayma. O ma'al gzeh v'shova shayna l'meida b'akesha, mit Rabbi Yechanan. Still malam in gzeh v'shova, not from gzeh v'shova, mit Rabbi Bachoma, it's so kalvachayma. Halama b'akesh, kalvachayma, clear enough from hekesh. But it's not Rabbi Yishmael. Is there anything that isn't a small for sure, shatum in gzeh v'shova, clear enough from gzeh v'shova. So that's partially good. Now, dover alama the kalvachayma, ma'al shiyuma the kalvachayma, one kalvachayma to another kalvachayma, chutz a kalvachayma, umag zeh v'shav v'shen l'meil mehekish, midu Rabbi Yechanan, still malam the kalvachayma, k'di amorin, kalvachayma alama mehekish, b'tan of Rabbi Yishmael, and adid shiyuma the kalvachayma, even for the shua, a swa, one kalvachayma, kum enough another kalvachayma, zeh kalvachayma ben kalvachayma ben b'nei, she kalvachayma, is about the kalvachayma, el a kalvachayma, or mehekish, shen alama mehekish, דבר בן אבינו, פעם לקבוכם, לתת לו רבי שמואל, קבוכם לא נהקש, מותן לו רבי שמואל, הדין שמואל, קבוכם, זה קבוכם ובן קבוכם. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue more with this tomorrow again on the next tape.
Yeah, we're holding on Naf Nun on the base, in the middle of the Shilas, about Lemudim by Hegdish, by Kotchim, if you can learn out one from the other. Start off, go in the middle of Gemara, start off again. About Dovra Lomad, the Kalvachayma, Mal Shiyumad the Hekish. Something you first learn out from the Kalvachayma, now can you learn it out to Hekish to someplace else? So Mar says, really, it's a Kalvachayma, have as far to say for sure you could. Well, Ma Gzei Rishava, Ma Dov, just a Lima of a Gzei Rishava. Shei no Lameda the Hekish. You could not learn it out from Hekish, we first have a Hekish. Then you cannot make a gzeirah shava. How do we know this? Mid Rabbi Yechon, like we said before, from Rabbi Yechon's halacha. Still, the Talmud Yerusha be kavachayma that the melamed behekish mid Rav Papa from Rav Papa's halacha. Rashi says mizayis toras hashlamim to posh Rav Papa minel gzeirah shava chazeras melamed behekish. The gzeirah shava mean could learn out from the hekish. If so, that means melamed behekish mid gzeirah shava could learn out from the hekish. If so, kalvachayma, kalvachayma, halomed mehekish, could learn out from mehekish, but the ton of the Rabbi Shmuel, from the ton of the Rabbi Shmuel's halacha, Is there a din shiyumah behekish? Isn't it a svor for sure that it should be able to use it to make a hekish from it? So chotzakal b'chaymah should help. So when it says only chulaman di yisad rapop, it's only good if you hold from a pop is halacha. To we dashin before zeres teres hashlam and the poshig of pop minei like zeir shov and it's chayzim lamed is behekish. If you hold like that. But el laman the less that the rapop make lamema. But if you do not hold for a purpose, where a purpose svaro, what can you say? You don't have this kal v'chaymer. So then take, any time it's a take, if a dove olam of a kal v'chaymer is chayza malam made behekish, will be a take or shell in the Gemara. Tell the Gemara that's what's going to be dove olam of a kal v'chaymer, something you learn now from a kal v'chaymer, mar sheyum of a gzeir v'shava, can you learn now a gzeir v'shava from it? If first you have a kal v'chaymer, now could you make a gzeir v'shava? So really, Kal v'chaymer have a sword to say yes. Umag zeir reshava, a regular zeir reshava. Shein elamed of hekish. You cannot learn it out from a hekish. Midu Rabbi Yechanan. Still malam of zeir reshava. Midu Rami bar chama. That you could learn it out from a zeir reshava. If it's all Kal v'chaymer, a Kal v'chaymer halam of hekish. You could learn it out from a hekish. But it's not a Rabbi Yishmael. Ein adin shetil of zeir reshava. Isn't it a sword for sure? You should learn out from the Gzeir Shava. So here you have the svar to say that Dovah Lom of the Kal V'chaymer could zichah learn out from the Gzeir Shava. Now the Shem is though what's going to be Dovah HaLom of the Kal V'chaymer, something to learn out from the Kal V'chaymer by Kodeshin. Ma Sheyum of the Kal V'chaymer. Can you make another Kal V'chaymer to teach this Adin to another place? So really have a Kal V'chaymer. O Ma Gzeir Shava, Ma Gzeir Shava. Shayna lemaid of hekish. You cannot learn it out from a hekish. Midu Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon svara. Still malam the kal v'chayma kediyamaron that you could learn out with a kal v'chayma like we said before, a gzer v'shava. Then you can make a kal v'chayma. If so, it's a kal v'chayma. Halom with hekish. Or the kal v'chayma that could be learned out from a hekish. But the ton of the Rabbi Shmuel is then a din, isn't it a svara for sure, sheyum with the kal v'chayma, that you should be able to learn out from a kal v'chayma. The Mora says, "Zil kal v'chaymer ben kal v'chaymer ben benoi shal kal v'chaymer." So Rashi says it's really a kasha, like kal v'chaymer zeh shonu mivien. The kal v'chaymer want to bring right now ledorsha b'toyra lomad kal v'chaymer mekal v'chaymer on lemei de moisim midover shafula lomdu ela the kal v'chaymer. We're learning this out from something that it itself also you only learn out from the kal v'chaymer. To a maizulam igzer shava, hamlamed is bekal v'chaymer. You learn out from igzer shava. You do learn out a kal v'chaymer from it. V'guf haloyedina. That's for also we only know. Elayde kal v'chaymer. The kal v'chaymer avina liel. We learned out that svar from igzer shava. You can learn it out to a kal v'chaymer from the kal v'chaymer. Zechura, since that svar was from a kal v'chaymer, you cannot make now another kal v'chaymer back. Zechura, that's the Zemora's kasha. So the chur to kal v'chaymer ben kal v'chaymer. S'more says true. Ela rather learn it out like this. Ela kal v'chaymer. Or ma hekish shein lomed behekish. Ma dechadov lomed behekish. You cannot be choizum lomed behekish. Im the rov even from rov is halacha. Im the ravin also from ravin is halacha. Still malamed the kal v'chaymer. You could go and learn out from the kal v'chaymer. Mid the ton of the Rabbi Shmuel. If so, kal v'chaymer, halomad v'hekish, a kal v'chaymer, you could learn out from the hekish. Mid the ton of the Rabbi Shmuel, for the ton of the Rabbi Shmuel's halacha, is there in a din sheyumad the kal v'chaymer? Isn't this a sword you should be able to learn out from a kal v'chaymer? V'zeh kal v'chaymer ben kal v'chaymer. This is a good limud. This is just one kal v'chaymer to say that this kal v'chaymer should be able to learn out from another kal v'chaymer. Rashi says, Ela rather, loyte be a mikzer reshava hamlamedis pekal v'chaymer. Do not learn out from mikzer reshava from mekal v'chaymer, that din itself you only know from mekal v'chaymer. Ela rather, yala flo mehekish hamlam mekal v'chaymer. Learn it out from the klal of the hekish itself that could be learned out from mekal v'chaymer. And this we learned before from Tan the Rabbi Yishmael. He learned this out the dover lam mehekish chayzam lam mekal v'chaymer. If so, v'ashtoi hevi yel a kal v'chaymer ben kal v'chaymer. Ki nech liyel, this is a good kal v'chaymer, this you can learn out. So nechnami, that's... So we just said before that by kotshim a dov v'lom of the kal v'chaymer, you could be chayz v'lom of the kal v'chaymer.
Now the shaila is, Dov Ralom of the Kabuchoimer, Marsha Yuma of Binyanav. If you learn out a Chiddush from the Kabuchoimer, from that can you make now a Binyanav? Learn out from there to other places. Some Rabbi Yuma says, Toshma coming here. It says, Molag Benim Tzreifa. Let's say the Kohen made a Malika, and he found that afterwards that the Oif was a Treifa. Shravi Meyer Mameya says, Ein Matam of Beis Abliya. The Oif does not have Tumas of Beis Abliya. And this halacha is, if you eat a knife, so when the oif goes down the base of the oif, when you swallow it, then that's what's metama the other. There's a chiddush that if you just touch the veil of a knife, it's not metama you, it's only metama you when you swallow it. So Meir says that since the malicha was done to it, therefore it's not metama the base of the oif. Just like by shechita helps to metai medein veilo, he holds malicha also helps to be metai medein veilo. Yudu says no, a malika does not help to be metai medei nevela. It has tumas nevela on it. Therefore, when you swallow the yoif, it's metam of the person. The Amra Meir Meir says, kal v'chema. Like Meir now is going to explain his shita, what he says, that the malika is metai medei nevela, and he has the kal v'chema. Magav. Uma nevela is behema. Shemetama v'magav v'masa. Shchitos mitaris, treifos mitamoso, gavuchema from the regular behema. Madach a regular behema when it dies, then the veil is tummy. Just by touching it or by carrying it, the person becomes tummy. Still, the loch is you make a shchita on a treifa. The shchita helps to take off the tumas nevela. That afterwards, if you touch it, there's no tumor. If so, nevela's oif. When an oif dies, the nevela of an oif. Shein metamav magvamasa. Here there's no halacha that a person becomes tummy just by touching it or by carrying it. He only becomes tummy if he swallows it. Mibesab liya. But just by touching it, he has no tumma. If so, einadin isn't the svara. Shetayesh chitosa mitaris. Treifosa mitamasa. Isn't it a svara to say for sure that the shchita should be mitayir treifosa mitamasai? So the chur is a kal b'chema to say that malika should help to mitayir the tumas nevela of a knife. Now, ma mitzinu b'shchita she mach sherosa biyachila mitaharis treifosa mitamasa.